On this portion of the morning show, we're talking about the upcoming Original Fall Craft Fair, which is happening this Saturday, November 23rd, hosted by NASCAR Fans United Grace Team. And joining us in the studio, Lorna Maxwell and Carol Moon. They're back to talk about it. Lorna, it seems like we just did this.
I know. It comes up fast every year. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. How many years have you been putting on this Fall Craft
Lord.
Fair?
Way before I went to the middle school, we started at the high school. The old high school.
The old high school
we started.
That was our craft fair that the J-Sets did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is the NASCAR fans one.
So they kind of took it over. Won the high school.
Yeah.
Yes. But so you're experienced with them.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We've done it.
And you've typically done it the opening of gun deer season Saturday,
yes.
Right?
Yes. It was set up so that the women had someplace to go if they weren't hunters and... You know, and that was the idea to begin with, and it's continued, so, yes.
This is the big fundraiser for your NASCAR team, isn't it?
It is.
One of them. Yeah, we have a spring one also, and that's where we were here before.
Oh.
Yeah, that's our spring one.
That's why it seems like it was just the other day.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. But you've had a great response, it looks like, too.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of vendors. Yeah. We have, like, over, what, 52?
Yes,
so
over
far.
52. Yes.
And there's still room for more vendors, so they could call April.
Yes.
How much does it cost to be a vendor?
$30 or $40, you send, depending on the size of the area. And some will take more than one area. You know, they'll take up two or three spaces or just one space, whatever they want.
You have a real diverse line of crafts and wares, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's very interesting. We were just going over the list out in the hall, and I can go through and read some of them. And
sure.
Excuse me if I demolish a name. I'm okay. At the front entrance, we're going to have Del Prairie Kettle Corn by Roy Heiner or Heiner. I mean, I love that. That's great to take home with
me
you.
Me too.
Yes. And then we have handmade Sturry Knight Woodworks by Tino. We have Doll Clothes by Helen Biba. She's been coming for years, and she's awesome. And in the gym, we have Rachel Beadle with Scentsy. We have Kim Keel with Paper Pie, formerly Usborne Books. And Donna Clark with Donna's Crafts, Stuffed Animals and Bibs. Stacy Walker, she has Lavender Experiment, soaps, shower, steamers, various lavender products. Loretta Kilmer, baby blankets, soft books, kitchen towels. Sharon Schaefer, Tastefully Simple. Jean King, King's Honey. Jody DeMuth with Labrie. Shelley Drake with Custom Designs. John Turdo with Rings and Things. Sonia Turdo with Pampered Chef. Linda Bob with Craft Items, Crocheting, Embroidery. Kathy Otteson, Kelly's Creations, Sublimation Printing, Wind Spinning, Slate Window Hangings. Elaine Hansen with Wreaths, Towels, Dish Towels, and Aprons. Judy O'Connell, Sewn and Crocheting Items, Towels, Dishcloths, Doggy Coats, Treat Mats, Bibs, Cloth Books, and Balloon Balls. Tanya Hugh, Craft Sisters, Painted Bottles. Cindy Rasmussen Creations, No Sew Ornaments, Fabric Wreaths, Dish Towels, Hot Pads, Plushies, Bows, Turtle Mops. Tracy Buman, Tracy Dot Art, Dot Painted Ornaments, Journals, Paperweights, Christmas Figurines. Jennifer Ross, Sippin' Fancy Flash Cups with Decals. Carrie Henning, Handmade Jewelry and Jewelry Products. Erica Felstead, Gluten-Free Baked Goods. Bree Ewing, Dolly's World Crocheted Crafts. Kevin Ewing, Freestanding Wood Puzzles. Summer Walters, Happy Huddle Company. Huddy Company, Crocheted Items. Linda Banker, Yarn Unique Crocheted, and Kendra Pardoon, Countryside Creation, Seasonal Decorations and holiday for Holidays.
Lots of stuff there. Carol, did you have a list too?
I have a list also.
Okay.
Jamie Donner has crocheted items and decor. Sherry Pellet has some sewing and some woodworking. Erin Friance, sorry, Erin, 3D paint, printer objects and smaller miscellaneous craft. Sally McCollum, she has Sally's handcrafted jewelry. Linda Mickelson has snowmen and some penguin and some clay type snowmen designs. Rose Miller has Miller candy. That sounds good. Madeline McGlynn has Faithful Creations and homemade signs. Lisa Ruth Rothwhiskey, sounds terrible. And Aine Kelly has crocheted, sewed, and gemstone trees and some bath salts and so on. Jennifer Tash has blessed angels and angels made out of ceiling fan globes. Nicole Steinbach and Susan Berger has pride candles. Shelley Dobbs has smelling candles. They're called Smelly Shelley candles. Vicki Simonson has counter peddler and custom sewing and embroidery products. Trace Fraser has all natural love and organic skincare products. Chad and Tan and Tammy Tanner have Tanner's Treasurables and 3D printable items. Lindsay Adams has the Island Drinks. Amy Miller has Creative Layers. Minnie Robinson has Christmas decor and painted wooden ornaments. Sarah Torgerson has earrings and some tumblers. And Kimberly Kazinka has jewelry, Bubbles homemade decorations. And on the stage, we have Julie Bethke with her Accents by Julie. And in the cafeteria, we have some vendors also. Michelle Cords has Many Paws Bakery, things for your pets. Lynn Harwick has cross stitch items. Lorene Service has Jordan Essentials. Melissa Fruit has her epoxy products. And Gilda Jacobs has a variety of craft items.
That is quite a list.
It's quite a list. And if there is anyone else who wants to vendor, they can give April a call at 608-293-1342.
There'll be some good food there that day as well, Lorna.
Yes, we always have good food. We've pretty much stayed with our regular menu for quite a while, and Carol's in charge of that, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Hot turkey sandwiches, is that right?
Yeah, I make hot turkey sandwiches out of turkey breast. And then we also are having barbecue, and we'll have some baked goods that'll be for sale, along with whatever you want to drink. We also do some vegetables, some carrots and celery to go along with your sandwiches.
So you can browse around. You don't even have to buy anything, but you can enjoy some lunch there.
You can come and have lunch, yes.
That'd be great. And it's at the intermediate school, and you always like to mention the fact that it's the old middle school.
Middle school, right.
Because there are some of us that still have a hard time. Okay, which one is that, right?
Yes. The one on Highway 80.
Highway 80, absolutely. So you enter through the gymnasium, is that correct?
Then? Yes. Uh-huh. You come in through the gym, and that'll get you into the main gym as well as down the hallway to the cafeteria. And there will be signs.
You you guys have done a great job raising money for Grace. Any idea of what you put together through the years for your Grace teams?
What did we have? Oh, not through the years. I guess we have not added that total.
No.
It's a big one, though.
It's a big one.
But last year, I know you contributed well, too.
So. Yes. Yeah.
We did well.
We did very really well this year. Yes. Very well. Yes. Raising money.
Good deal. And I know there are others in the area, and there are people I know that kind of hip-hop from each
right.
one, don't they?
Between the high school and the community center and then the intermediate on Highway 80. You can yes. hit three different craft fairs.
There's a triangle that yep. you can go around there.
Yes.
So
yes.
good deal. Well, it's going to be a great one. 9 to 3 this Saturday. Anything else either of you would like to add about this?
Nope. Just come on out and enjoy
yes.
yourself.
Yes.
Just need people there.
Just so. Come and meet people there and
do your Christmas
lunch.
Shopping. Yes.
Do your Christmas shopping and yes. have some lunch.
Yep.
Yes.
We hope people will. Well, thanks for coming by and seeing us today.
Yes. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Carol Moon and Lorna Maxwell joining us. The original Fall Craft Fair is Saturday at the Richland Center Intermediate School, the old Richland Middle School.